So here we gather on Jamie Deitch Day, not simply because she is an outstanding Parkway High School student, not simply because she is an outstanding team member here, not simply because her college of choice is Centenary College, but because there is another man, an educator, who believes that success is not something to be hoarded for oneself, but something to be shared. A man who lives by the philosophy that his greatest joy comes when he gives what he has away and expects absolutely nothing in return. A witness for us all, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Truett Cathy.
Kind of remarks. Absolutely, I see no conflict between biblical principles and business practice. There's a lot written in the Bible about how to operate a restaurant. And simply, we train our people the golden rule: just treat others like you like to be treated when you go out to eat. You like to be greeted with a bunch of smiling faces, demonstrate a serving spirit. And when you happen to say thank you to one of our employees, that response is supposed to be
my pleasure.
Can you hear that one louder?
My pleasure.
It is our pleasure to serve you. The compliments we get on our food and our service is far more important than ringing that cash register. And so we are certainly, I'm motivated what I see in young people. We have young people working because they have to work. Others work because they just like to work. So we see no conflict whatsoever getting the job done and having fun. We sometimes wear a t-shirt. It's fun to work at Chick-fil-A. And why not have fun? The Bible says, if you're not having fun, something's wrong. And so, and I find it is fun when you're putting your heart and soul in what you're doing. And for me, you know, it's a wasted day if you don't do anything. Every day has to be a productive day, a day wasted. But I'm only 88. I've got a lot of good years ahead of me. And people say, when are you going to retire? I say, why would I want to retire from something I like to do? And so I do enjoy people being there and the compliments we get. And so for this reason, we are able to compete with our highest competitors, because you don't find that kind of spirit when you go ahead normally in fast food. But we hope when you eat out of Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A is something different. But we do care about people and practice the golden rule and try to do unto others and do that good for me. So, it is very rewarding, kind of a calling for me to be called into the restaurant business. I had the privilege of being brought up in poverty. I've had the privilege of being in the town of Trinity, much before the town of Trinity, but it's a lesson to be learned when you're brought up in poverty, where you talk, if you ever had anything, you had to work for it. And so, it was a privilege that I have. My mother was the breadwinner for our family, and she opened a boarding house. Young people said, what's a boarding house? Is that a condominium, an apartment? And they serve you breakfast in bed? I said, not exactly like that. We furnished a bed in a room, two meals a day, and we charged $7 a week there. So it was there that I learned how to shuck corn, shell peas, wash dirty dishes at the table, and go shopping with my mom. Back then, you could buy Coke 6 for 40. You all remember that? Coke 6 for 40. Not many people do. But I remember very well. And I thought in my mind, if I could accumulate 6 cents a bottle and a quarter, that I could buy those and sell them out to my neighbors for nickel piece and recognize a 5 cent profit. And so when I sold out, I'd get 6 more. Finally, they accumulated the resources, and then they flagged down the Coke truck, buy a full case of Coca-Cola, 24 Coke for 80 cents. Now, how many of you can tell me how much profit I would make? We bought 24 coats for 80 cents and sold them for a nickel a piece. I won't embarrass you because you don't have a calculator with you. And I'm talking to a bunch of college students. And I asked them when, but 2005 to 75 years, the correct answer. Oh, they didn't have the calculator. But it's been good for me. I've received a lot of recognition and a lot of enjoyment in just being in service. And certainly, I'm impressed with young people. Jamie, they're very great to you for your demonstration with the John. Well, I'm going to be glad to see you. Young people, two-thirds of my operators grew up in Chick-fil-A. They started when they were in high school and college. For some, they never had any job except Chick-fil-A. But it's a great training program that we have for our young people, because for some, it's the first job they've ever had working Chick-fil-A. Went for the federal government. We started them off 12 years old, really. 15. I got started at age 8. And I carried a paper on for 7 straight years, and I knew what it was by pleasing customers and by buying one price and selling it for another. So I'm very, very proud of our young people. I also said our turnover rate is so very, very low, only 3.5%. And so we challenge any business, especially restaurant business, that can come up with those kind of figures. But it makes my job much easier when you got a good group of people working on you. And I'm proud of my family, Bubba, and Dan and Trudy. I have 3 children, I have 12 grandchildren, and I have 6 great-grandchildren. So maybe some of those great-grandchildren will be economically Chick-fil-A sometime. 3 of my children all have been exposed to Chick-fil-A. My daughter was challenged her when she was in college. I said, Trudy, why don't you take that other Chick-fil-A unit and open up in Birmingham? And she said, well, Eddie, I would if you let me. So she's real serious. I said, well, you'd like to cancel that trip you're going to make around the world. And she said, well, I wouldn't mind that. So she took out of school with her and she'd go back. So she got that 4-year education in 1 year, break that unit. They're very supportive of the family, and we have 3 of my oldest grandchildren now operating Chick-fil-A, so turning over into the second generation. But thank you for eating more chicken. We like to encourage you to eat lots more chicken, and bring your smiling faces to us, book your smile when you leave. Thank you very, very much.